Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon from the National Guild of Hypnotists. Welcome to the special edition called Meet the Presenters. This is a mini podcast show for you that gives you an insight to the different presenters who will be presenting at this year's NGH Convention and Educational Conference, August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Today's guest is from India. Please welcome Dr. Shivani Keaton.
You're going to be doing a workshop, which is a two-hour workshop on Friday at 9 a.m., which is the first day of the conference, right as everyone gets in. So
yes, I'm super excited about it because, see, people are going to be fresh. They're going to be there. And the best thing about this workshop is it's going to be very experiential. And the idea is that the limiting beliefs that we carry. So my topic is rewiring the limiting beliefs through expressive arts and hypnosis. So I'm looking forward for people to be working with some crayons. They will be giving them some work to do. And so, see, hypnosis is the second part that I do. The first part is expressive art, where we are at least feeling the belief. Like, we all are carrying some belief story, right? It can be anything. I'm not good enough. I'm not worth it. I'm afraid of heights. It can be a simple thing like food. So the idea behind this thing is, when I was putting it together, that first let's feel the belief. And if I do not know that I have a belief, so can I discover that belief? Sometimes when you ask people, what is your belief story? They'll be like, oh, there's nothing. I'm good. I can do everything. I have a routine. I'm getting up. I have my goals. But then there's something which is always dragging you back. So the first part of the workshop is going to be very experiential. There's going to be movement. I mean, I don't know how much the space we're going to have, but there can be a movement on the place that they're going to be sitting. And a lot of journaling is going to happen. And the second part is going to be where we will be working on how to release that belief through hypnosis. So it's going to be two parts.
Okay. So let me ask you, who's going to benefit from going to your class? Is it the new hypnotist? Is it the seasoned hypnotist who's been doing it forever, or just about anyone and everyone?
I think anyone, because the idea behind is even experiencing, do I have a belief story? So even if I'm a very experienced, seasoned hypnotist, am I feeling my feelings? See, when, as hypnosis, you know, we are not fixing things, you know. We if there is a pain somewhere, we are trying to figure that out. And then we are programming our brain to focus something else on that pain, as far as our work is concerned. So coming back to that, if I am a seasoned person in whatever field I am, there is no harm in understanding what are you feeling inside.
Right.
And so you will definitely discover something.
Everybody will definitely get something from your workshop that you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you quickly want to tell folks, now you're from India, you're a mental wellness coach and clinical hypnotherapist. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm a mental wellness coach and I work a lot with seniors. I'm also working for dementia and Parkinson's. And I'm also a Tai Chi instructor where I only work with the seniors. And especially we started something called Tai Chi, Qigong on the bench.
Okay.
So Qigong is the breath. And then there's certain seniors, you know, who really cannot stand and they just don't know what to do. So I have started a small Instagram page where we are every day posting what today you can do with your breathing and how you can do the movement. So because my work is very expressive, So we try to tell people how even just moving your hand is going to help you out to shift the energy. So,
Okay. So let me ask you, have you ever been to the NGH convention?
this is my first time. So,
Great.
and I'm very lucky that I send my abstract and they have invited me. So I'm super excited to be there.
Well, we know you're going to have fun because, I mean, the whole concept is of the convention is it's a great networking opportunity for everyone. Everyone's going to love the opportunity, even before your class, to go up to you and meet you or talk to you after your class. That's one of the things that makes it the friendliest convention because everyone's willing to talk to everyone and learn while you're there.
True, and
So.
everyone has their own take on their subject. So I believe there's a lot of room to learn. Even if you know a lot, there's a lot to learn. I mean, we just need know a little part of the part that we know, but there's so much, and our human body has so much that we don't know. So it's a great place to know the work that I'm doing, that the other people have a different take on it. So we learn a lot from there. So I'm looking forward to learning a lot.
Absolutely. That's great because, I mean, celebrating the 75th anniversary, you'll also have some fun too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
So, your class, again, will just remind everybody, is going to be on Friday, which is at the start of the convention at 9 a.m.
Yes.
And it's Rewiring Limiting Beliefs.
Through expressive art and hypnosis, yes.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me here. And I'm just inviting everyone. It's a very safe space we are going to create for you to understand what's going on. And the truth is, there are beliefs. And it's just, if I'm living in a trance of that belief, maybe the workshop will be a good opening for you that, okay, maybe it's time to awaken and see what I can replace it with.
Well,
Yes.
we can't wait to see you at this year's NGH convention.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me here. And I'm looking forward to be at NGH, and especially congratulations for 75th anniversary and many, many more to come. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.